சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 19 அநாதிமத்யாந்தமனந்தவீர்யம் அனந்த பாஹும் சசி சூர்ய நேத்ரம் பஸ்யாமி த்வாம் தீப்த ஹுதாஶ வக்த்ரம் ஸ்வதேஜஸா விஶ்வமிதம் தபந்தம் Having received the Divya Chakshu from the Lord, Arjuna, seeing the Vishwarupam, the universal form of the Lord. While he is seeing the universal form, he is seeing the past, present and future also. What was happened, what is going to happen, that is time-wise perception of Vishwarupa. Space-wise perception also, he is seeing the higher lokas and the lower lokas and the present bhuloka also. Because of that Divya Chakshu, he has got a power to see the space beyond all other lokas and lower lokas. And the time-wise also, he has got the capacity to see the future, what is going to happen. While he is seeing the Vishwarupam, he undergoes three types of emotions. Every human being is endowed with emotions. Without emotions, you are like a vegetable. We need emotions. But healthy emotions are good for health. Unhealthy emotions are not good for health. Here, though three emotions Arjuna undergoing, number one is first ascharyam, sambhramam, wonder. That is a type of emotion. Many times we also wonder by seeing so many things. Similarly, Arjuna also expressing his wonder by seeing the Vishwarupa. The second emotion Arjuna is undergoing, it's going to come later, that is bhayam, fear. Fear of what? Fear of same Vishwarupa. One and the same Vishwarupa, first it creates wonder, ascharyam in him. The same Vishwarupa, it creates fear in him. Then the final emotion he undergoes is bhakti, devotion, reverence. From 15th to 22nd shloka, we are seeing the ascharya, rascharyam, wonder, how Arjuna is expressing that he is feeling in this. In the 19th shloka also, that same emotion we are seeing. Anadi madhyanta mananta viryam. Once you are wonderstruck, you praise like anything. Whatever you see, you praise first. Like that, Arjuna also praising like any ordinary person. is also praising. Oh Bhagavan, you are beginningless, endless, and middle also. Adi, anadi, madhyantam, anantarupam. You are of the infinite form. Anantabahum, shashi suryanetram. You have manifold eyes, heads, all organs, many of them, many hands, many eyes you have. Tvam pashyami, I see the sun and moon are as your eyes. The sun is one eye for you, moon is another eye for you. Surya Chandra. Shashi means moon, another name for Chandra. Everyone has got lot of names, not one or two. So remembering those names itself difficult. Surya Netram. Tvam Pashyami, I am seeing you. What? Deepta Huta Hutasha Vaktram, your mouth which is blazing. Blazing mouth, I am seeing. Hey Krishna. Hutasha Vaktram, whose mouth is blazing fire, like blazing fire. Almost it represents Kala Tattvam. Agni swallows, Kala swallows. How you compare this Kala and Agni? Because Agni is the swallower, finishes everything. Kala also swallows by removing every day one page of the calendar. There are different calendars. Some calendars have one date every day. If you keep that, generally people won't keep that, no? If you keep that, every day one paper you tear off. You are today 5th, 6th, 7th, like that it comes, no? Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, every day one calendar. That means what? 5th day is swallowed. 6th day is swallowed. Gone and gone. It will not come back. Swamini, it comes next year, no? Next year again it comes, what? August month it comes. August month comes, but your date your date will not come back. Therefore, just as Agni swallows, Kala also swallows. So you require some courage to listen this chapter. Now this portion especially, Arjuna is going to frighten us. He is frightened. He is going to frighten us also later. Now that Ascharyam. Hutasha Vaktram. Svatejasa Vishwam Idam. This universe with your radiance. Tapantam. The whole universe is scorched. Tapantam means scorched. It scorches. How? Because you are giving old age, death, disease. This is called scorching nature of Bhagavan. How Bhagavan scorches us like that? Our karma phalam. Bhagavan is not scorching us. Bhagavan is showing his principles, the law and order. According to the law and order, the flower blossom today, it has to fade out tomorrow. You cannot expect the flower to be same for 20 days. It's not possible. This is called cosmic law, cosmic order. Similarly, you cannot expect sweet 16 all the time. You get bitter 60 also. From sweet 16 to bitter 16. That is why they celebrate Sashtabdhya Purti. Therefore, you should not feel bad. Why they celebrate this 80th birthday, 70th birthday, 60th birthday? Because old age is there. One or other problem, diseases slightly will be there. So this person should not feel too bad. So he should not undergo any depression. That's why some functions they keep. Sashtabdhya Purti. 70th birthday also. 80th. And if you see so many moons, it is a separate festival. All these functions comes. In that form, Bhagavan is scorching the entire universe. Idam Vishwam. How you are scorching the world by your own Swatejasa, by your own radiance, you are doing that. Next shloka, we will read.
Dhyava prithivyoridamantaram hi. Vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvaham. Drishtvadbhutam rupam ugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravyadhitam mahatman.
Dhyava prithivyoho idam antaram. Dhyava, dhyava means heaven, dyulokam, and prithivi, bhulokam. Heaven and earth. Antaram means in between. Bhuloka, bhuvarloka, and prithivi loka. Between heaven and earth, this space, antara means this entire space, middle space. Not only that, sarvaha dishaha, the in-between space and directions, quarters. Dishaha means direction, quarter. Sarvaha means 10 directions. Four directions, south, north, east, west, and corners, 4, 8, up and down, 10 quarters. Vyaptam, vyaptam means pervaded. By you alone, tvaya ekena vishwarupena. Tvaya means vishwarupena. Ekena vishwarupena, by you alone, as one form, it is pervaded the entire universe. What is the point here? You alone is pervading the entire universe, up and down means, in every form you are there. You, the truth, in every form manifesting. The Satyam, Paramatma Swarupam, is pervading in every form, each and every form. That vision we have to develop now. What vision? Every form is Bhagavan's form. Every form is Bhagavan's form. Why? The form you are seeing is existing because of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is lending the existence. I am telling you how to see every form is Bhagavan form. This is the clue. How can I see my mamiyar as Bhagavan form? Torturing me, suppose. Okay. Nowadays mamiyars are good. Okay. Those days, people, any person, any boss or other person, any person is problematic to me now. Don't look at the external form alone. I have to see the divinity in that person, the Atma Swarupam. So the Bhagavan, Paramatma is in every form, means Atma Swarupena. Atma Rupena. In scorpion also Atma is there. In crocodiles also Atma is there, self is there. It is consciousness. So living beings in the form of consciousness we admire, we revere. inert objects, I appreciate Bhagavan in the form of Sat. It has got its existence from Bhagavan. Therefore, I have to appreciate, admire the Sat and Chit, real nature of Bhagavan behind every form. Every form is appearing, behind that I have to admire this. Ascharyam. Making the entire universe by lending existence, by lending consciousness. How can I hate anyone? How can I kill anyone? How can I destroy anyone? And that Gaza is going on, you know, every day. How many people, Palestinians, they are killing? If they know everyone is Atma Swarupam, do they kill like that? Swamini, Drona is also Atma Swarupam. Bhishma also Atma Swarupam. Why Lord Krishna asking to kill them? Lord Krishna is not asking to kill Drona Atma Swarupam, Bhishma Atma Swarupam. Arjuna cannot kill that Swarupam. Arjuna eliminating, Arjuna is going to eliminate the Drona Shariram, Bhishma Shariram, which are the cause for the adharmic activities. They have joined with Duryodhana, who is the greatest culprit. Therefore, to destroy Duryodhana, Arjuna is helplessly killing Drona and Bhishma because they have joined with Duryodhana. Not that Arjuna is having enmity with Drona and Bhishma. Just as your body, if it is got gangrenized or anything, no, out of condition, that is to be amputated. Just as the doctor amputate the finger or any toe anywhere in the body because it harms the whole body. Duryodhana harms the whole society. Keeping this Drona and Bhishma as right and left hand, taking support from them, he is going to do lot of atrocities. That is why Lord Krishna is ordering Arjuna, eliminate them. Not for your sake, not for my sake. Dharma Pratishthapanam. Therefore, here we have to understand carefully. Dharma Yuddham this is. Not bodies are going to be eliminated, which are Bhubharam. Duryodhana is a Bhubharam. Burden to the Mother Earth. Because of Duryodhana, Drona also burden to the earth. Bhishma, including Bhishma. In front of Dharma, we cannot spare anyone. That shows Guru, Pitamaha. Don't care for them. Therefore what? Tvaya ekena vyaptam. Idam adbhutam ugram rupam drishtva. Idam, this adbhutam, wonderful, strange, astonishing, I have never seen before. Adbhutam means strange, astonishing, thrilling. Rupam, the form. Drishtva, having seen your wonderful rupam, form. What rupam? Ugram rupam. It is piercing, frightening, difficult to comprehend. Ugram rupam, bhayankaram. Tava rupam of yours, not only me, lokatrayam pravyadhitam. Three worlds. The three worlds means all that Dyuloka, Prithvi Loka and middle, all other lokas, lokatrayam, lokanam trayam. Three worlds. Pravyadhitam. Pravyadhitam means frightened. Vyath dhatu. Pravyadhitam. Terrific, shaken, terrified. Bhitam prachalitam. దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అభినివేశ క్లేశః. అభినివేశ క్లేశః ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్. ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అభినివేశ. దెర్ ఆర్ పంచక్లేశాస్. అమాంగ్ దోస్ పంచక్లేశాస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద క్లేశ ఈజ్ డెత్, ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్. మహాత్మన్ హే కృష్ణ, ఓ గ్రేట్ లార్డ్. మహాత్మన్ మీన్స్ అక్షుద్ర స్వభావ. యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఏ ఫైనైట్ పర్సన్, యు ఆర్ ఇన్ఫినిట్. అక్షుద్ర మీన్స్ నాట్ క్షుద్రం, నాట్ మీగర్ నేచర్. యు ఆర్ గ్రేట్, దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ మహాత్మన్. మహా మీన్స్ హూస్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ పర్వేసివ్ అని అర్థం. మహాత్మన్ మీన్స్ హూజ్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ పర్వేసివ్. నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక
అమీహి త్వాం సురసంఘా విశంతి. కేచిద్ భీతాః ప్రాంజలయో గృణంతి. స్వస్తి ఇత్యుక్త్వా మహర్షి సిద్ధ సంఘాః. స్తువంతి త్వాం స్తుతిభిః పుష్కలాభిః.
These who are all seeing your forms, because Arjuna is seeing spatial wise other lokas also because of Divya Chakshu, therefore he is able to see who are all seeing the Vishwarupam also. Not only me, there are many of them are seeing your Vishwarupam, and as they are seeing your Vishwarupam, they are all praising you. I can see that how they are doing stuti by seeing your Vishwarupam. Ami sura sanghaah, these gods here, these gods means not only higher lokas, in the warriors 11 akshohini sainyam, 7 akshohini sainyam, there are devatas who have taken human form. Even Pandavas are also not ordinary forms. They are all Daivamsha Sambhutaha. Drishtadyumna is a Daivamsha Sambhutaha. Bhishma is a Daivamsha Sambhutaha. All of them, maximum are Amsha. Amsha means what? The Devatas take the human form to help Bhagavan to establish Dharma. They all have come all the way, warriors. These warriors are none other than the devatas. I hope Pandavas, you know, who are all devatas. Dharmaputra Yudhishthira is an amsha of Yamadharma Raja. Bhima is the amsha of Vayudevata. So Vayudevata amsha, that is why they have got lot of power. Similarly, Arjuna is an Indra Amsha. Karna is Surya Amsha. Nakula Sahadevas are Ashwini Kumaras Amsha. Ashwini Devatas. If you look into that Ramayana also, there are also Deva Amshas, many of them. So that's what he is expressing here. Sura Sanghaha. Hosts of gods representing warriors, Tvam Vishanti, they are entering you, Utasha Vaktram, no? The blazing mouth, they are all entering. What is going to happen in future, he is seeing now. Now Arjuna has to withstand. Who is going to die? Now itself he is seeing. Bhagavan is showing na trial party madre. Munnottama munnottam yuddham kamikrar Bhagavan. Vishanti tvam. Surya Amsha, Indra Amsha, Vayu Amsha, all these Amshas. Ami is there. If you read forcefully, Ammi Aidu. Don't read Alitthama Cholla Kudadu. Ami and Cholla. Asau, Amu, Ami. Okay, Adamadri. Adasyabdam. Bhitaha Kechit. When some of them are entering into your mouth, some of them are afraid of you. Bhitaha Kechit. Frightened. Some of them are frightened. Frightened. Grinanti Pranjalayaha. Because of that fear, Grinanti, they are praying. They are praying with joined palms. Pranjalayaha Grinanti. They are with praying you with folded hands. Because they are not able to run away. That's why they are, please, please, Bhagavan, no, they are doing namaskara. Grinati, grinitaha, grananti. Gru dhatu, 9P. Pranjalayaha, grananti. Not only that, swasti uktva, maharshi siddha sangaha, stuvantitvam. There are maharshis. Maharshis are all Maharshi Siddha Sangaha, means Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi is, you know, he need not have any pass. He is always eternal pass is there with him. He goes everywhere. So Maharshi Narada is praising you, doing that, saying swasti astu, swasti, swasti. Let there be peace, let there be peace. Now, when they are killing Palestinians, many other countries are trying to bring the peace. That Israel and Egypt, all going on, anything, havoc there, chaos. Small, small kids they are killing, small children. Wow. Okay, here Narada is looking at Bhagavan when he is following Maharshi, Narada Maharshi, etc. Siddhaha. Other Siddhas, celestials, enlightened celestials, who are all Siddha Purushas. Sanghaha means group. Groups of sages and Siddhas. Swasti Vuktva, Swasti means Jagataha Swasti Vuktva, by praying for the peace of the world. Swastihi iti, thus. This is called Mangalan Ashasanam. Let there be a Mangalam. Let there be a peace. Like that saying, they are doing lot of Stuvanti, praising you. They praise you Pushkalabihi Stutibihi, with so many Suktams, with so many Stotrams. They are praising you, O Lord. Calm down, and cool down, cool down. Pushkalabhi means many more, nartham. Stutibhi by hymns. Hymns spelling H-Y-M-N-S. Stuti, hymns. Bhusuktam, Shri Suktam, Medha Suktam, Mrittika Suktam. Whole mantra pushpam pustakam there. Whole mantra pushpam book, they are chanting. Purusha Suktam, all Suktams they are chanting. Next shloka.
Rudraditya vasavo ye cha sadhyaham. Vishveshvinau marutas choshma paschem. Gandharva Yaksha Sura Siddha Sangham. Vikshante Tvam Vismitas Chaiva Sarve.
Whatever you see, normal world or supernatural or anything, whatever is seeing, means it is relative, one artham. Whatever is relative always has got its defects. It is not infinite, it is finite. This dosha will be there all the time in a relativity. To go beyond these up and downs, upheavals, you have to go to only Paramarthika Satyam. And the Paramarthika Satyam only, there is no any upheaval. There are no pair of opposites. As long as you are relating with something, with some form, means there is a pair of opposites. The pair of opposites are all we are seeing here. Lord Krishna, when he is showing, Arjuna tells, I am not only seeing, many of them are seeing. Who are all they? He is enumerating those names in this sloka. Who are all seeing your rupam? Rudraha, all the 11 Rudras. Who are 11 Rudras? No? 5 sense organs of action, 5 sense organs of knowledge and mind. Rudraha, all of them looking at your Vishwarupam. Adityaha means Adityas. Adityas, totally 14, 12 Adityas, I told you in Vibhuti Yoga, 12 types of Suryas, plus Indra and Prajapati, total 14, put together Adityas. All these commentators write, Madhusudanadi writes like this. Commentators, something they have to write new, no? So what they do, they go through, who are all Adityas? Puranic encyclopedia they revise. We cannot lift Puranic encyclopedia. And the book we cannot lift at all, because it is huge volume enough, so many volumes are there. And these commentators, 8 to 10 commentators are there for Bhagavad Gita. What they do, Sridhar Swami, another commentator, he also brings a lot of things. And what are all there in Puranas, everything he brings here connects to the, every word connects to the Purana. So Adityas means, one of the commentators says, Indra, Prajapati, 12 Adityas, put together Suryas, 14 Adityas. Then next, who are all seeing, apart from Adityas and Rudras? Vasavaha. 8 Vasus are also seeing. These all directions, 8 directions are called Vasus. In one direction, one Vasu is sitting. That is why we do Namaskara on all directions. Why I do southern side, eastern side, western side, na? Each direction one Vasudevata is sitting there. I am doing Namaskara to Vasudevata. Na? So, 8 directions, 8 Vasus are all seeing. These are all called Devaganas. They are called as Devaganas. We can't understand all those things. We have to say that 33 Devatas. 33 crores of Devatas. By that time you enumerate their name, your Ayush will be over. Therefore, don't bother about ellarki engenge irukango angenge namaskaram panni mudichidu anna. That is why Hindus have reverence for everything. Not only that, sadhyas means certain groups of devatas, devata ganas an artham. Sadhyas, vishve devaha. Vishve means Vishve Devatas. Vishvasmai Namaha, one of the name of Vishnu Sahasranamala. Vishvasmai Namaha. Ashvinau, the two Ashvini Devatas. Maruts, Marutaha means Marut Devatas. there are also 49 Marut Devatas. We feel only one wind touching to our body, one Marut, because we are not sensitive enough to see 49 Maruts. They are all watching you. You are Vishwarupam. They need not get Divya Chakshu. Okay? Without Divya Chakshu, they are able to see, because they are all Devatas, Siddha Sanghas, they are all not ordinary, they are all extraordinary. Devaganas. They are all seeing your Vishwarupam. Vishve Ashvinau Marutaha. Then Ushmapaha. Ushmapaha means Pitrus and Artham. Pitruloka, Pitrudevatas and Artham. From Pitruloka, they are all coming and watching you. Ushmapaha, na Ushmam Pati iti Ushmapaha. Pa means to drink. What they drink, na? Whatever you give in Shraddha Tarpana time, that only they drink. That's why they are called Ushmapaha. From Pitruloka, Pitrudevatas are seeing. And Gandharva, Yaksha, Sura, Siddha, Sanghaha. Gandharva means Gandharvas. All Gandharvas. Aha, Uhu, Gandharvas. They are called Aha, Haha, Gandharva, Huhu, Gandharva, Hihi, Gandharva. That is why Gajendra Mokshan, and the Gajendra Nande, Aha, Devat, Gandharva. So all they are called Gandharvas. Then Yaksha means Kubera comes under Yaksha. Then Sura. Yaksha Asura. Yaksha Asura is there. Yaksha plus Asura. Kubera and Asura means Virochana, etc. Asura. Siddha Sanghaha. Another other Siddhas. Kapila Muni, etc. All are Siddhas. They are all prodigies by birth. You know, spiritual prodigies by birth. They are all also seeing. Sarve eva vikshante tvam. Sarve eva. All of them are seeing you, looking at you. Looking at you what? With wonder. Adbhutam. With wonder, ascharyam, they are looking at you. They have also got first time this chance. Vishwarupam they have not seen. They are also seeing for the first time. Next shloka. Up to here, adbhutam over. Now he is entering second emotion, phase, second phase of emotion. What is that emotion? Bhayam. 23.
Rupam mahatte bahuvatra netram. Mahabaho bahubahu rupadam. Bahudaram bahudam shtrakaralam. Drishtva loka pravyadhitastathaham.
Bhagavan symbolizes Yama Tattva here. From 23 to 30, he symbolizes as Yama Dharma Raja Tattva. That means what? As a destroyer. Or Kala Tattvam. Mahabaho, O Lord, mighty armed one, Mahabaho, Lokaha Pravyadhitaha. All people, Lokaha means people. Here you have to take Lakshanaya. Lokaha means world. Where is world? People in Artha. Lokaha. Pravyathitaha, frightened. This is second stage starting. Frightened, tremors. They are all getting tremors. What? Tadrishtva. By seeing your ಮಹದ್ರೂಪಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ತೇ ಪ್ರವ್ಯಥಿತಾಃ ಲೋಕಾಃ. ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ರೂಪಂ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್. ತೇ ಮಹದ್ರೂಪಂ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್? ಬಹು ವಕ್ತ್ರನೇತ್ರಂ, ಹುಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೌತ್ಸ್, ಮೆನಿ ಮೌತ್ಸ್ ಫೇಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐಸ್. ನೇತ್ರಂ, ಮೆನಿ ಮೌತ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಐಸ್. ಬಹು ಬಾಹುರುಪಾದಂ, ಹುಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಮೆನಿ ಆರ್ಮ್ಸ್. ಬಾಹು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ಪಾದಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫೀಟ್, ಊರು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಥೈಸ್. ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಕೌಂಟ್ಲೆಸ್ ಥೈಸ್, ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೆಗ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ನೌ. ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್? ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್, ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್. ಬಹೂದರಂ ಬಹು ದಂಷ್ಟ್ರಾಕರಾಲಂ, ಹುಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಅಬ್ಡೊಮಿನ್ಸ್. ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಬ್ಡೊಮಿನ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್. ಬಹು ದಂಷ್ಟ್ರಾಕರಾಳ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲತತ್ವಂ. ದಂಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟ್ರೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಟೀತ್ಸ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಟಸ್ಕ್ಸ್, ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ, ಮೆನಿ ಪ್ರೊಜೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟೀತ್ ಅನ್ನರ್ಥ. ದಂಷ್ಟ್ರಾಕರಾಳಂ, ಕರಾಳ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರೈಟನಿಂಗ್, ಫ್ರೈಟನಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೊಟ್ರೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಟೀತ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಟೀತ್ಸ್ ಜಾಬ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಕ್ರಷಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ಗ್ರೈಂಡರ್, ನೌ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಶ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೈಂಡರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗ್ರೈಂಡರ್? ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟ್ರೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಟೀತ್. ದಂಷ್ಟ್ರಾಕರಾಳಂ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೈಂಡರ್. ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪೌಡರ್. ಇಂಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಯು ಡೂ ಪೌಡರ್ ನೋ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರೈಂಡರ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪೌಡರ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ತಥಾ ಅಹಂ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಮ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಾಟ್? ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅರ್ಜುನ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿವ್ಯಚಕ್ಷು. ದಿವ್ಯಚಕ್ಷು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಶೋಸ್. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಿವ್ಯಚಕ್ಷು, ಬಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಚಕ್ಷು ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಕೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಗುರು ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಟಾಕ್, ಗುರು ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಡೇ ಐ ಸೆಡ್ ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಸೊ ಅರ್ಜುನ ದಿವ್ಯಚಕ್ಷು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಫಿಯರ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಫೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ.
ನಭಸ್ಪೃಶಂ ದೀಪ್ತಮನೇಕ ವರ್ಣಂ, ವ್ಯಾತ್ತಾನನಂ ದೀಪ್ತ ವಿಶಾಲ ನೇತ್ರಂ. ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ಹಿ ತ್ವಾ ಪ್ರವ್ಯಥಿತಾಂತರಾತ್ಮಾ, ಧೃತಿಂ ನ ವಿಂದಾಮಿ ಶಮಂ ಚ ವಿಷ್ಣೋ.
ನೌ ಹೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್ ಹೌ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ಹೌ? ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರವ್ಯಥಿತಾಂತರಾತ್ಮ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್ ಎಟ್ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಆತ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್, ಮೈ ಹೃದಯ. ಮೈ ಹೃದಯ ಈಸ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್. ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಡೀಪ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರೈಟೆಂಡ್, ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ಆತ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಂ. ಮೈ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ತ್ವಾಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ, ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಯು, ಯುವರ್ ನೈಸ್ ರೂಪಂ ಇಸ್ ಓಕೆ, ಬಟ್ ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೀತ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್. ಅದಿದ ಭಯಮಾ ಇರಕ್ಕೆ ಅನ್ನ ಕೊಚ್ಚು ಗುರುವಾ ಇರಪ್ಪ ನನ್ನ ಇರಕ್ಕೆ. But as a destroyer of the universe, I am not able to see you. Nabhasprusham deeptam anekavarnam. The first two lines is giving happiness to me, because you are having a lot of blazing, no, illumining light. Tejas is there. Your form is touching the sky. Nabhasprusha. Nabha means sky. Sprusham, touching. Your body is as good as touching this heaven. Here, Nabaha means sky, sky means heaven. You are Shantakaram, but you are giving Nanaka Bhikarakaram now. Okay. Deeptam Anekavaranam. Who is brilliant with many colors? You are appearing with brilliant colors. How many colors are there? Just see the colors only. From morning to till night, how many colors you are seeing? Aneka varanam. Here itself, aneka varanam I am seeing. You look at me, I have aneka colors varanam. What to talk of the entire universe? How many colors? Aneka varanam, deeptam, which are brilliant. Multiple, various, multicolors, effulgent of numerous colors. Vyattananam, widely opened face or mouth. Ananam means mouth. Gajananam, the face, the one who has got elephant face called Gajanana. So Vyattanana means whose mouth is wide open or face is open. Here mouth open. Until now you are not opening your mouth, therefore I am happy. Now you are opening your mouth, I am not able to withstand. Vyattanana means widely opened mouth. Deepta Vishalanetram, who has large fiery eyes, with large brilliant eyes. Na Vindami Dhritim, I do not find any courage. Dhritim na vindami. I do not find any courage. Dhairime varamatingra denakana. I do not find any courage. Shamancha, even shama, the composure, leisure, shanti, peace is not coming to me by seeing your mouth. Okay, he Vishnu, O Lord, sarvam veveshti iti Vishnu. Yogika artha, Vishnu is a Lakshmipati. That is a rudhi artha, popular meaning. Rudhi artha is a popular meaning. Vishnu, Lakshmipati, adu namakku theriyum. Here Arjuna addressing Lakshmipati as Vishnu in the meaning of sarvam vevesti. This is called yogika artha, derived meaning. Damstra karalani chati mukhani. Drishtvaiva kalanala sannibhani. Dishona jane nalabhecha sharma. Prasida Devesha Jagannivasa. Why I am frightened? Kasmat bhitaha aham. Now he is giving the reason. I am afraid of you. I am frightened because of this reason. What is that reason? Drushtva evam, having seen this, te mukhani, your mouths. By seeing your mouths, what type of mouths? Damstrakaralani, which are fierce with tusks, protruding teeth. Damstrakaralani, same meaning what I have given in the previous sloka. Kala anala sannibhani. These mouths which are representing, which are like fire of dissolution, kala anala sannibhani, pralaya kale dahaka agnivat, davanala agni, how it grasp everything into it. Like that your mouth is representing kala anala. Anala means fire, kala anala means kala agni. Namaste yastu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya there it comes kalagni kalaya, that is the meaning. Na jane dishaha, I do not know which side I have to run away. I do not recognize. Na jane, I do not know where to go, because I do not know the direction quarters. I am not able to know the directions. Purva apare vivekaha nasti naram. Nacha sharmalabhe, I do not find peace. Sharma means peace. Sukham anartham. That's why sharma name whoever keeps. Sharma means peace, shanti anartham. Brahmanas are those people. Shastri Sharma na enna per theriyiradho ippo. Shastri onna shastram, the one who knows shastra. The one who knows shastra only is having peace. That's why Sharma. Shastri Sharma they keep. It is not caste wise. Now they are all only for caste remained. There is no real Shastri, there is no real Sharma. Varma means, you know, armor, the one who wears varman. Varma means kshatriya. Gupta means vaishya. Gupta means the one who keeps everything secretly. The one who keeps secretly. Okay. Then, prasida devesha jagannivasa. Oh, devesha, lord of lords. Be gracious, prasida. Be gracious, be kind enough. Prasanno bhava, may you be pleased with me. Jagannivasa, jagatam nivasaha, you are the support of the world. If you don't give me support, who will give support for me? Jagannivasa, O Lord, for jagat, you are the nivasam, in whom the jagat is there. Jagannivasa. Amiche tvam dhritarashtrasya putraha. Sarve sahai bhavani bala sanghaihi. Bhishmo dronasuta putrastathasau. Sahasmadiyairapi yodha mukhyaihi. Diseased people, old people, all people are entering near the Lord and Artha. Okay. Sarvecha ami putraha. All these sons, ami putraha means these sons, all these sons of whom Dhritarashtrasya, Dhritarashtra putras, Arjuna asked, no, I do not know who is going to die, who is going to survive. Now Lord Krishna want to show who is going to survive, who is going to die. Now Arjuna seeing all the Dhritarashtra putras, hundreds of them are entering in the mouth of the Lord. In the mouth of the Lord means what? Bhagavan is going to kill them. Bhagavan is going to kill. Warriors are only going to kill, but Bhagavan knows that who are all going to die. That's why he is able to show. Dhritarashtrasya putraha sarve. Sarve means without any baki. All of them. Sahaiva avani pala sanghaihi. Along with hosts of kings, because many kings are coming and helping them. All those rajas are joined, 11 akshavhini same, where from they got? They all coming and helping to Duryodhana. They are also entering. Bhishma, Drona, Bhishma also entering. With kiritam, arms and all, they are not sound. When the metals are also going inside the Bhagavan, no? Lot of sound is coming. Tadha asau sutaputraha. Karna, Drona, Bhishma also entering into your mouth, I see. That means they are also going to die. Yodha Mukhyaihi, these are the three are Yodha Mukhyas. They are the great warriors, prominent warriors. Along with prominent warriors, all are entering in you. Asmadiyaihi, not only allow that side, our people are also Asmadiyaihi, means our side, seven Akshauhini Sainyam side are also people. Who is Abhimanyu? Abhimanyu is also going to die. But once Divya Chakshu taken, means Arjuna will forget. Abhimanyu dies. You know, if Divya Chakshu is there, Raga Dvesha is not there. That's why he is seeing all are going to die. Tvam Vishanti. Tava Bhaktrani Vishanti. We have to supply. From the next shloka only Vishanti comes. Okay. Now still they are entering an artha. Vaktrani te tvaramana vishanti.
Vaktrani te tvaramana vishanti.
Damstrakaralani bhayanakani.
Damstrakaralani bhayanakani.
Kechidvilagnabdashanantareshu. Vilagnadashanantareshu. Sandrishyante churnitai ruttamangaihi. Further reason he gives, why I am frightened. You are not just swallowing. If you swallow, okay. But you are crushing them, munching, you know. You are munching like payasam urugai madri. You are swallowing them. Speeding, that's why I'm also speeding up today, shloka, chuparango. Because Bhagavan is not going to withstand, you know, open the mouth, that's all. Tvaramanaha means Purushartha pushed by Prarabdha. Their Prarabdha is over and it is pushed inside the Bhagavan. Vishyanti, they are entering, they enter. Te bhayanakani vaktrani, your terrible mouth, they are entering. That means growing old, 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 old means what? Going near to Bhagavan's mouth. Damstrakaralani, which are fierce with tusks into that mouth. Which mouth has got protruding teeth or tusks into that mouth? Vilagnaha, they stuck inside. Sometimes when you are eating also they stuck, you know. You apdi apdi panni. So Bhagavan also, sometimes you enjoy, saliva comes from the mouth. Dashanantareshu means between the gap of the teeth, some of them are stuck, warriors. And Bhagavan also is trying to swallow them. They want to protect themselves. Bhagavan is crushing more. Yena koncham oopiri irundhalum malli thirupi edhavu thirisamanam pannuva adanalae koncham kuda oopiri illamana apdiye powder panni podanum avladha. Dashanantareshu vilagnaha, they are stuck in the bit, in between your teeth. Kechit, some of them. Sandrishyante uttamangaihi churnitaihi, with their heads, their heads are crushed under your protruding teeth. Head enna pravalath. So in the accidents also, and the vehicle vandu kaalu meleyo kai meleyo pona pravala, it goes via chest. And terrible to see adhi vandu thala meleya pona innu bhayankarama irukum. And the accident la poi paathana namak appadiye you will get giddiness, avlo bhayankarama irukum. Now Arjuna, how much he feels, you see. And when Bhagavan is swallowing, their heads are between the teeth of the Lord. They are all stuck there and Bhagavan is crushing them like a huge machine, like, you know. That is all going. I am not able to withstand. This is the cause for my fear. So let us, Bhagavan, take rest. Let him masticate. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।